I want you to turn to Galatians chapter 2 and Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 2 and Galatians chapter 6. Paul says in the book of Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. That's the doctrinal aspect. The practical aspect is found in Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Father, anoint us afresh and anew. We need you tonight, as we do every time that we open this inspired, inerrant book. Lord, this is your word that you breathed out. I pray tonight you would breathe on us. I pray, Lord, that you would take these words and lodge them in the hearts of your people. If there be one in our midst tonight that's lost and undone without you, open their eyes, draw them unto yourself and save them. But that child of God that's discouraged, that one that needs to be revived, dear Lord, may we fall afresh and anew tonight at the feet of our Lord and our Savior and be reminded again of what happened on that cross. Thank you that you came to this world, that you bled, you suffered, and you died. You were born to die. But thank God on that third and glorious day you came up out of that grave victorious over hell, victorious over death. And thank you tonight, Lord, that we can stand here. And God, when we leave this place, may we leave different, as this young man's already said, glorying in the cross of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Fill us now in Jesus' name. Amen. When you begin to look in your Bible, you will find that God is a God of blood. You'll find that because of the sin of mankind, there was a sacrifice that was demanded by the sovereign God of heaven that mankind could not fulfill and mankind could not come up with. God in His divine plan has fixed it so that we would have an opportunity to fall at the feet of the divine Son of God and cry aloud and say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And praise God, plead that precious blood of our Lord and our Savior. We have much tonight that we can glory in, and rightly so. But I believe what God wants us to glory in is what this apostle gloried in, and what every child of God should glory in every day of his life. And that is the glory of the cross of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Let me be quick to say now, it was not the wood that I'm talking about. It's the work that I'm talking about. It was not the men I'm talking about. It was the man I'm talking about. The man Jesus Christ, our precious Lord and our Savior. When you begin to look at the cross, it can really confuse you. You can say, why in the name of God's heaven will God allow himself to go to this cross and die for mankind? And if you're not careful, you become confused. But you get to looking through the cross, thank God, it will bring confidence, knowing that God's too good to do wrong and too wise to make a mistake. But thank God, every once in a while, you can go beyond the cross, and hallelujah, it will have comfort for your soul. I'm thankful tonight that as we look at that cross, there are words of forgiveness that comes from it. There are words of salvation that come from it. There are words of affection that come from it. Thou words of anguish that come from it, and thou words of suffering and victory and, thank God, contentment that comes from that cross. The cross should have a special place in your heart tonight. The cross should have a place as we call upon Him, as we preach about the cross. It should not be foolishness, but thank God it should be the power of God. For the preaching of the cross of them that perish is foolishness, but unto us that are saved, it is the power of God. I'm thankful tonight, hallelujah, for what happened yonder at that cross some 2,000 years ago. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. For the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Thank God, God forbid that I should go and save in that cross of Jesus. Jesus Christ tonight. I can boast on going to heaven tonight because of the cross. I can boast on not going to hell because of what happened on the cross. I can preach tonight and give you a message of hope because of the cross. I can go across this land tonight and tell the whole world the message that Jesus saved because of the cross. I thank God tonight for the blessed cross of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, when we look in this cross, God thinks much of the cross. Oh, the world hates it and the world don't like it. The religious crowd don't like it because it's a bloody religion. But I'm going to tell you tonight, God will not let anyone come to Him unless they go by the way of the cross. At the cross where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Thank God at last, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die. Thank God I'm here tonight for the precious work on the cross of what He's done for me. When Paul writes this to these Galatians, he's talking about Christ being our replacement. He talks in this book about Christ as our crucifixion, as our curse, and as our crown. I'm glad tonight, thank God, that we've got a God that takes care of us and knows what we need before we ever call on Him. And one of the greatest needs of mankind is that we call upon the great God of heaven. I want to tell you something. I've been in this thing 40 years. I hope I'm in it 40 more. But I'm going to tell you, I've never in my life seen so much hell going on in Baptist churches in our day than I've ever preached in my life. I've never seen so many times that people have got their mind and everything on everything except the cross on Jesus Christ, on what He's doing. But I want to tell you tonight, my brother, God is not confused. God is still in control. And when you're going through the hell you're going through now, that trial you may be going through now, don't look at the cross. Don't even look through the cross. Go beyond the cross and say, my God will give me comfort in this time because He's come to do that for me, which I could not do for myself. The book of Galatians is a powerful book. Oh, what a book it is. Paul tells us about this legalist crowd. Now let me tell you something. We're prone to say that a legalist is somebody that preaches on women wearing pants, women having short hair, men doing things and this and do a bunch of do's and don'ts. That's not the legalism that this Bible talks about. But I'm against all that junk, but I'm going to tell you something now. Listen to me. You listen to me tonight, and you listen to me well. The legalism of this Bible is when you add something to the grace of God. And when you add works to the grace of God. Somebody says, well, preacher, we got to help God. No, you don't. God don't need your help. Well, preacher, I think I'm going to give the best I've got. God said, I don't want what you've got. Thank God, it's what I've given. It's my Son, Jesus Christ. Now, what this legal crowd was doing in Galatians was they were saying, now we believe, sort of like this Catholicism bunch. Oh, we believe that Christ is God. We believe all of this stuff. But when you begin to add in but, and you begin to add in and you add all that stuff to it, you'll not find too many religious people out there tonight that probably won't agree with you in a whole lot of stuff that you believe. Their problem is their works that they add to it. And they add this to it and that to it. And Paul says, I'm going to tell you something. God says, if you add something to the work of my Son when He cried on that cross, it is finished. If you try to add something to that, He said, let Him be anathema. Let Him die and go to hell. He said, because the only thing that's going to take care of you is the blood of Jesus Christ. And that happened on the cross. No wonder he said, my brother, God forbid that I go there, save in the cross of Jesus Christ. There's not a word of praise in the book of Galatians. There's not a word or request of prayer in the book of Galatians. But there's 6 chapters of powerful preaching. Yes, sir. That God has a message for this whole world. Yes. If you come to heaven, you're coming by the way of the cross. Yes. If you come to heaven, you're coming through my Son, Jesus Christ. Yes. If you come to heaven, you're going to go the way that I say. I don't care what this political crowd says. I'm going to tell you something tonight. You can take your political correctness and shove it. Praise be unto God. I'm glad tonight that God has said, if you go to heaven, you'll go because it's the blood of the Lamb. If you go to heaven, you'll go because of what I've done for you. If you go to heaven tonight, it'll be because, praise be unto God, I'm the only way that'll get you there. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Thank God that settles it for me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Preacher, that's just one of the ways. Oh no, that's the only way. Oh yeah. You're trying to go somewhere tonight other than that, bless God, I'm going to tell you something right now. You'll die and go to hell. You go any other way other than through the blood of the Lamb, you'll die and go to hell. It'll be Jesus Christ. It'll be the way of the cross. It's the way of the cross that leads home. Paul glories in this cross. And I'm going to tell you something. You got something that's ailing you tonight. You've got decisions you got to make tonight. You got battles you're walking through tonight. Ain't no doubt in my mind there's many people here. There's some hurting hearts here. There's some people here tonight that hurt everything under God's heaven. From everybody under God's heaven. What Dr. So-and-so said and what Nurse So-and-so said. And this seminar and that seminar and that scimitar and all that other stuff. I mean, what happened to the Bible? What happened to the Bible? You know what just tires me out of my frame? After I preach, one of these professors come up to me. Come on. One of these little know-it-alls come up to me and say, do you think that's the proper exegesis of that set, of that verse? I said, I don't know about the X part of it, I know Jesus is in it. But do you know that you pulled that a little bit out of context? Well, glory. One thing you don't pull out of the context, buddy. You preach the cross. It's going to be in the context everywhere you go. From Genesis 1 to Revelation 22:21. Paul says, God forbid that I should glory save in the cross. Jesus Christ. Paul made this statement. Paul says that cross draws us. That cross delivers us. That cross delights us. Oh, it'll confuse you now. But when you've been saved, you look to it for what it was accomplished, what it's accomplished. Oh, it's not confusing anymore. No, no, because I know that that's the only way that my sins could be taken care of. I know that that's the only way that I can get comfort in my heart and in my soul. Do you know tonight it's absolutely impossible for me to go to hell, my brother? Thank God. I can swing across hell on a rotten shoestring, spit in the devil's eye, sing Amazing Grace and never worry about falling in. Why? Because of the cross. Because of what He's done. Because, praise be unto God, He's fixed it up and He's given me eternal life. Ah, but preacher, I'm dragging my feet. Preacher, I'm down in the dumps. Preacher, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, why don't you just back up, get another glimpse of the cross, and say, glory be unto God. I'm not looking at it. I'm going to look beyond it. Thanks be unto God. He's going to take care of me. He's going to see me through. He's going to help me out. Oh, but preacher, you don't know where I'm at. I may not, but He does. Preacher, you ever thought about quitting? God help. Well, you don't have no problems. You've been in it so long. I want to quit every time I look at the cross. Because I'm confused. But Betty, when I go start looking through it, business start picking up. Then I go beyond it. Praise be unto God. I'm going to tell you something tonight. Blessed be unto God. Listen, this thing ain't over yet. But far as God's concerned, we're already seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, our precious Lord. I'm telling you tonight, it's a done deal. We're going. Thank God we're going to the other side. The cross exposes man's folly. You want to see what you really are? You look to that cross. You want to see that you are helpless? You look to that cross. The cross expresses man's failures. Oh God, the best that man had to offer, God set out in the fourth chapter of His first book of the Bible. And says, I want to get this settled right now before we go any further. After He promised the blessed Savior in chapter 3, in chapter 4, here comes this little Cain, and he says, I'm bringing the best I got. This is the best I have. Surely God will receive this. I'm going to tell you something, friend. You can search your Bible from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22:21, and you'll find God never recognized what Cain brought. Why? Because God don't recognize what man does, and the best you can do is filthy rags. It has to be a blood sacrifice, and it has to be God's way, for there's no way. No wonder. No wonder God let that happen, so we can look back and say, oh God, I'm a failure. I'm fall flat on my face. I'm a failure, dear God. But thank God for the faith that He institutes into us and the faith that God puts into you and lets you open your eyes and you begin to call on Him and says, I can't, but you can. Hallelujah for the glorious of the cross. It exempts man fully. You had a debt you couldn't pay. You were hopeless and helpless. And the blessed, I'm going to tell you something else is being left out in our Baptist churches today, but we better get back to it. It's the blessed work of the Holy Ghost. Don't you let the Holy Ghost, don't you let that word scare you. Don't you let another organization or another denomination take that word and rob you of the joy. I had a person ask me one night that visited our revival meeting. Come up and ask me. She says, preacher, I believe you got your terms wrong. And I said, what's that? She said, isn't this a Baptist church? I said, well, yes, ma'am. It's a Baptist church. Proud of it. It's on the sign right there. It'll be there for Jesus comes or I leave here. I don't have the Cornerstone Church. I don't have the First Assembly. I don't have. Bless God, I'm not ashamed to identify with the Baptist. I'm not ashamed to identify who I am. It says Baptist on there. I believe what the Baptists believe. I'll stand on what the book says.
Wonderful.
God bless you. Just a little bunch of sissified idiots. Scared to say Baptist and scared to say King James Bible. Praise be unto God. I want you to know God is centered in my heart because of the way of the Baptist that old time Baptists used to be. They believe this book. It's not Baptist doctrine. It's Bible doctrine. Well, preacher, my God, you ought not use that term, Holy Ghost. Don't the Baptists use the term Holy Spirit? I said, yeah, we use that term. Holy Spirit is biblical. Well, she said, well, our organization uses Holy Ghost. I thought the Baptists used Holy Spirit. What did you tell her, preacher? I didn't tell her anything. I figured somebody that dumb didn't need an answer. Paul got a glimpse of the cross. Oh, in Scripture, he knows something about the glooms of the cross. And he knows something about the glories of the cross. He knows something about all these things in this cross. God knows. I'm telling you, He's a God that knows. He seems to say, I can't, but He can. I'm in a mess, but He's given mercy. I'm going down, but glory to God, He's picking me up. I'm dirty, but He cleans me up. I'm dead, but He gives life. I'm buried, but thank God He resurrected me. I'm empty, but He fills me. I can't please Him. Nevertheless, Paul says, yet, but I can't do it. Nevertheless, He can. What are you saying, preacher? Well, because of that cross, my position will never change. Let me help you right here if I can. When God saved you, and let me ask you a question. Don't hang me out to dry. You've been doing pretty good right now. But let me ask you a question. What makes more sense? And how does God get to glory more out of this? I don't know if that's properly said or not. But how does God get glory out of this? By saying, I'm glad I got saved. Oh, thank God for saving me. You know why you saved? Because He done it. Well, let me ease your mind now. That's His business. And I'm commanded to preach it, and I'm going to preach it. Wherever I go, and it's God's business. What He does, when He does, to whomsoever He will. Thanks be unto God for the grace of God, but you'll go by the way of the cross. Maybe the reason you're living like hell is because you've never been to the cross. Maybe the reason that because you can't hook up with Bible preaching is because you've never been at the cross. You're still looking at it. You ain't never been through it. You ain't never come to it. And that's all you're doing is looking at it.
You're preaching the truth.
When God saved me, He positioned me in Jesus Christ. That does not have to do one thing with my feelings. I feel like hell itself sometimes. Matter of fact, I preached a message in my church not too awful long ago. Going to heaven, feel like you're going to hell. Headed to heaven, feeling like you're going to hell. Yeah. Yes, sir. Been out, done it. But you know what got me out of it? The cross. Go back to the cross. I don't care what ails you. I don't care how down you are. I don't care what you are facing. Go back to the cross. There's not one here tonight. Let me look. Let me look. Let me see. Just at random. I ain't seen any. I don't think one of us here tonight has the right to say, well, I've been to the cross and died for you. I've done this for you and I've died for you. Oh no. Paul says, God forbid that I glory save in the cross. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. For the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved. I'm identified with Him. Who do you identify with?
Right. Right. Yeah.
I was sitting at the breakfast table eating with a bunch of preachers. That's always dangerous. Brother Benjamin, he said, Brother Simpson, what do you think about election? They all not asked me.
He asked it.
It's in the Bible. I'm not one of them preachers that skips over it when I get to it. I'll preach the sovereignty of God when I get to it, and the responsibility of man when I get to it, and preach the whole counsel of God, and let God do the dividing. I just know this tonight, praise be unto God. Now don't get nervous, don't get nervous. I just know this tonight. If God don't do that work, you don't get in. Your little drama clubs may get you there in the eyes. Your little story telling and your little illustrations may work the craft. But I'm going to tell you this, bless God, it'll be the Holy Ghost that does the work in you and pulls you unto Himself.
Amen.
Well, preacher, I got to have it. This crowd over here in the ditch, on this, all you hear is this. If all you talk about the sovereignty of God, you're in trouble. This crowd over here on this ditch, if all you talk about is responsibility of man, you're in trouble. You've got to have a balance. You've got to have it. And praise God. I'm going to tell you right now, our plane, when it flies, it's got to be balanced. It's got to be right. You take a wing off of it, it'll do nothing but a spiral and go down. And I'm going to tell you, there's been a lot of spiral Christians in that day. I was preaching a camp meeting one time up in Gastonia, North Carolina. Everybody knows where it's at. I was preaching in Gastonia, North Carolina. God was moving. God was having a time. And I didn't do anything but mention the sovereignty of God. And son, it shut down. You know what that crowd labeled me as? And I'm going to tell you this right now. I don't give a flip what you label me as.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
They say, he's a hyper-Calvinist. No. I don't baptize babies, and I don't martyr Baptists. And I'm not trying to mess this meeting up and trying to get one way in there. I know what your preacher believes. I know what these men believe, and you all know what I believe. God ought to give us sense enough to know tonight, if you don't get saved, it's going to be only because of the grace of God. It's going to be God doing that work, and God will never turn the other way that comes on His conditions. His conditions is that you come God's way, believing that Jesus Christ is Lord, believing that that cross done the work, believing that it's through the cross and not on man's side. The reason we got a church people in our churches today that's fighting hell by the anchor and fighting everything you're trying to do for something for going off of the glory of God, so they've never been to the cross. I don't find in this Bible anywhere that they drove the sheep. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. That's in the present tense. My sheep are hearing my voice, and my sheep are following me. There's a big difference in a distinguished sound of a sheep and a goat. Baa! 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 And I don't know what a goat sounds like. But I do know this. The vocabulary, the only thing a goat knows is bet. But go to the cross, it'll take care of that. I'm identified with Him. I'm indwelt with Him. He died on the cross, thank God, to save me from my sins. He lives in me to save me from myself. He lives in me. This verse I see, the crucifixion, the cross, the coronation, the crown, condemnation. Oh, what a God we have. What a God He's given us. Paul's telling us in this verse, in this Bible, He's telling us that this deals with the work of Jesus Christ. I am crucified with Christ. It deals with the walk of the Holy Spirit. He liveth in me. It deals with the will of the Father. And by the way, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. You cannot separate them. It's one God manifest into three persons. And praise be unto God. I want you to know when Jesus Christ died on that cross and He went back to heaven and said, mission accomplished. Praise be unto God. The great comfort of the Holy Ghost came, skits inside of me, stays with me, took up His abode, lives inside of me. I'm His temple. And thank God I cannot leave Him. How in the name of God's heaven you're going to leave something won't leave you? I told my wife, we've been married 45 years, September. I told my wife, I said, praise God, I'd do it. I hope we got around here 45 more. She said, well, Abraham, don't get your hopes up. this verse, we see man's hope, blessedness, and God's help. I see in this verse the believer's fight. It's already been mentioned tonight, tremendous message. I hate it to even follow that. Tremendous. But I'm going to tell you something tonight. You got a fight going on in your life, buddy. Don't you think for one moment this is going to get any better. You know when it's going to get better? When you get that glorified body. But preacher, I got to have some hope. I can't get no better. Go to the cross. Go back to the cross. Thank God for what He's done. Go back to the day God saved you, if He saved you. Go back to the day that you cried out, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Go back to the day, thank God that God changed your life. Go back to the day that He poured the beer and the liquor and the wine out. Go back to the day that He tore your transmission up. Go back to the day, praise be unto God, that He saved your miserable soul. The worst day I've had since I've been saved is the best day that I had when I was lost. This cross shows us the believer's faith. I believe preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness. That word foolish in Corinthians 1:18 means ho-humness. You preached all over this country. You preachers have preached to congregations. You have preached. Some of you in here tonight, you preachers have preached to people. What I'm thinking to tell you, you're going to agree with me because it's so. You can preach your heart out. And you can preach the cross. And son, they will sit there and look at you like a calf at a new gate. He's already said not anything his, but it's in my message, so I ain't gonna let him take it away from me. It's something wrong. It's something wrong when the cross don't stir us up. It's something wrong when Calvary doesn't have a touch on us like it used to. Up Calvary's mountain, oh, we ought to walk up it every day of our life. I know He's not on that cross. I go in one of these hospital rooms and go in some people's homes, and they got Him hanging on a wall, still on the cross, and still on that wall. Makes me want to take it down, break it up, and throw it out. I'm going to tell you something. Thank God He's not on the cross. He's come off of that cross. He lives forevermore. You ask me how I know He lives. Thank God He lives in my heart. There's life, love, liberty, and loyalty, and limitless opportunities to live a victorious, vital life for Jesus Christ. This verse shares with us the dynamic fact of salvation is all of God and all of grace. It'll be my story from earth to glory. Whew. It's all of grace. I close in a few minutes. This verse shows me that I'm alive unto God. I'm crucified with Christ, and nevertheless, I live. It shows me that I'm a believer that knows it. You know what? It's a miserable thing for you to want to know something and don't know it. Now, there's a lot of things I don't know. And I got a lot of room to fill up the gap in my intelligence. I'm telling you, I got a lot of room about for a lot of things. A lot of things I don't know. I'm just out in left field on a lot of subjects and a lot of things I don't know. But I'm going to tell you one thing, good buddy. I do know that when I step out into this eternity thing, praise be unto God, I'm headed to heaven in overdrive. Oh, yes. I know that I belong to Him. And that is not me boasting in myself. I'm glorying in the cross because of the work that took place yonder on Calvary. I know what I'm saying. Converted forever, delivered unto Christ, and then enlightened by the precious Spirit of God. Forever settled, given eternal life, heaven bound, infinitely cared for and joined to Christ, kindly ministered to and loved by God. Motivated by Him, never forsaken by Him, only need to please Him, providentially taken care of by Him, quickened by Him, redeemed by the blood of His self, sanctified by God, totally in grace, unlimited to what God can do for me, victoriously walking with Him, wonderfully secure, x-rayed by Him, yielding over to Him, and zealous of Him and Him alone. God forbid that I glory save in the cross. Now, Paul's testimony was, and I'm quitting in just a second. I'm not done, I'm just going to quit. I'm crucified with Christ. With Christ I have been jointly crucified. Not spiritual attainments on my behalf. Oh no, that's what He's done. Paul's testimony says the work of Calvary is a power that both transforms and triumphs, and one day will translate the believer out of this world unto Himself. From death unto life, I live by faith, not just faith, the faith of the Son of God. Praise God. As we evaluate this verse, and I'm sure I probably haven't exegeted this verse, we can be enlightened that Christ liveth. He's not dead. We can be enthusiastic. He liveth in me. We can be encouraged. I now live. Not hope so, think so, maybe so, in the future. You know, isn't it something how God's people, most of us, live? And I say us, I'm putting myself right in it. We either live in the past or the future. What's wrong with living now? He's a present tense God. God has been, yeah. God will be, yes. But everywhere in this Bible, it's God is. I am. A present tense God. He's the God. Praise be unto God that we can be encouraged. We are enveloped by Him. He loved us and put Himself around us and in us and through us. We're endowed by Him. He gave Himself. We ought to be enthroned by this for me to live. Oh God, what a God we have and what a God we serve. Now, what helps me, preacher? I'm not going to preach them, I'm just going to give them to you and we're done. We realize our position in Christ. You want to get your position in Christ? That past position, you died with Him. Your present tense position, you are risen with Him. Forever to be with Him. That will never change. How do you get a hold of that? Go back to the cross. Amen. Because of the work on the cross, He took care of that. Yes. By relaxing on the power of Christ. It's not my strength. It's not my power. It's His. Yes. God forbid that I should glory in the work that we've built. God forbid that I should glory in the souls that have been saved. God forbid that I should glory in the number of people that's in attendance. God forbid that I should glory in what we think that we are doing. God help us to leave this place a different way tonight by glorying in the cross. How do you glory in the cross? Realizing your position in Him. Relaxing in the power that He's given you and resting in the providential providence of God Almighty. God knows what's going on. That valley you're in, He knows. That test you're up against right now, that trial you're up against right now, that temptation you may be facing, let me just say this. God will never tempt you. The word test, trial, and temptation in the Word of God, those three words always have to be interpreted for what they mean in the context in which they are given. And when you do that, James talks about solicitation to do evil. God will never tempt you to do evil. Abraham, God did tempt Abraham in Genesis 22:1. That word tempt there means test, tried. Put it to the trial, the test of it. And God will take care of you. And He will see to it. You may think you can't put one foot in front of the other now. You may think that it's a deep, dark valley. You may think that you cannot get this over, you can't get this done. Could I say to you, quit looking at the cross. Quit looking through the cross. And go beyond the cross. Why? Because that's where He's at. And thank God I'm glad tonight that He has given me comfort and given me that which I cannot do in myself. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, Lord.